The Sunday school lesson, the adult Sunday school lesson this week, was about Jacob and Rebekah and how they deceived their father and stole the blessing that was meant for the firstborn, that was meant for Esau. And, you know, I had to think, you know, why did they deceive their father? And the real reason for it, the reason that it happened, was because they didn't trust. They didn't trust God when he said that the older shall serve the younger. You know, they needed to have trust in God. God would have worked it out some way. They didn't need to resort to that deception. And, you know, when you think about it, that's the reason for a lot of the deception that we have in our lives. That's the reason that Eve was deceived. She believed the serpent when she said that God lied to her. She didn't trust God that he had told her the truth. And, you know, I was reading my Bible to find a verse that really talked about this and really would give us the right idea. And I couldn't really find a verse better than Proverbs 3:5. Which says, I'm sure you all know it, says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. There's not really any better way to put it than that. If we trust in God, the devil's not going to be able to deceive us. If we trust in God, we won't have to deceive others. God has promised us things in this life, and we can't let the devil come in and trick us into thinking something else. There are many different types of deceptions that the devil tries to throw at us to make us not trust God. He tries to tell us that God doesn't care about us. God doesn't really understand what we're going through. God's taking too long for an answer, like Jacob and Rebekah thought. God's not working soon enough. You know, we need to do something on our own. He tries to deceive us and tells us that we're not good enough for something. You know, we need to find help source other than God, and God's not strong enough to give us help. Like, when I had to give devotions this morning, the devil said, you can't give devotions. You're a young guy. People aren't going to listen to you, you know. But I got to trust in God that he's going to give me the right words to say when I get up here. All right, let's pray. Dear God, I just pray that you be with us this morning and that you would, that we trust in you fully. And I pray that you be with the speakers today and the Sunday school teachers, help them, give them the right words to say to us, that we would learn the right things. And I thank you that you gave me strength to come up here this morning, and I thank you for your many blessings that you give to us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.